Welcome to the Honest to God with Pete podcast show, the podcast where we talk about life, meaning, and everything spiritual without the labels. So hi everybody, I'm Reverend Pete. I'm also a human being and someone who knows that the journey looks different for each and every one of us. So in every episode, we will explore the traditional, the humanistic, the pagan, and the modern Gen Z and Gen Alpha vibes, all with honesty and heart. So whether you are grounded in faith, searching for your own truth or truths, or just curious about how spirit shows up in everyday life, then this podcast is for you. So come as you are, no filters, just real talk, and a shared journey for all. Hi everybody, and welcome to another episode of Honest to God with Pete. And I am your host, Reverend Pete. So welcome to this episode. It's a space where the sacred meets the messy and no question is off limits. So today's episode is kind of a big one, and this is a big question. So the question for today, what we're going to look at, is where the hell is God when you're falling apart? And that's a question a lot of people ask in their faith. No matter what faith or background or walk of life you're from, the question is always there, where the hell is God when you're falling apart in life? So whether you're here from a place of deep faith, spiritual curiosity, or scrolling through trying to find something real, you are welcome here. This podcast weaves together a few different lenses. So yes, I'm a reverend, a priest, and yes, I also walk with the traditional and humanistic values. I'm a bit of a rogue priest. I don't stick to the norms. I'm a bit of a spiritual mutt, as in, you know, I look at different faiths, beliefs, and religions and see how we all kind of cooperate and work together. So that's why I have those different approaches in my service sermons and the way I communicate with people. So yes, I honor pagans, but I honor the earthbound rooted wisdom that they have. And I listen deeply to what Gen Z and Gen Alpha are asking and what they're feeling. So let's get honest. Let's look at the traditional frame. So let's start with scripture. So a place where many people begin, and there's a psalm that says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil as you are with me." But what if you don't feel that? What if you've screamed into the ceiling and heard nothing back? I've been there. Many have. So sometimes the holiest words we say aren't hallelujah, they're where are you? So let's look at the pagan grounding. So in nature-based rituals, the divine isn't always up in the sky. It's beneath your feet. The breaking down of things, leaves, seasons, even our old selves. It's necessary for regrowth. If you're falling apart, the earth says good. This is compost, and compost becomes new life. Light a candle, bury a note, walk barefoot. Let the breaking be your ritual. But then there's that humanistic holding. So let's be real. Not everybody finds comfort in spiritual language, and that's okay. From a humanist perspective, your pain matters because you matter. You don't need a higher reason. You don't need to dress it up. It's enough to say, I'm not okay, but I'm still here. Sometimes the most sacred act is simply not giving up. But now let's look at our Gen Z and Gen Alpha realness. You've grown up in chaos. You've had pandemics, climate fear, lockdown grief, TikTok therapy, aesthetic pressures, and doom scrolling. You've normalized collapsed and masked it with memes. But real talk, okay? You're sacred too. So crying in your car at 3 a.m. is sacred. Doom scrolling and then deleting your apps, sacred. Creating a playlist to get through the day, sacred. So stop trying to perform. Just be. That's holy. So how does this all kind of all integrate together through the different approaches and that we've discussed just there? So all these paths say the same thing in different tongues. You don't need a perfect faith. You need an honest one. So when your world falls apart, sit in the ashes. Don't rush to rise. Paint, scream, pray, sleep, go for a coffee. Talk to a therapist, or a tree, or your nan, or a friend. Vent somewhere. All of it counts. Now, if no one has told you today, you are not broken. You are breaking open. And that's holy ground. So, until next time, stay grounded. Stay honest to whatever spirit means to you. Thanks for joining me on this week's episode of Honest to God with Pete. If this episode opened your heart, gave you something to reflect on, or simply reminded you that you're not alone on the path, then please share it with somebody that you feel would benefit from this episode. Now remember, this is a space for every kind of seeker, every kind of story. So please do follow or subscribe, and I'll meet you back here with more reflection, realness, and the occasional soul-centered Sundays. So until then, keep questioning, keep growing, and stay honest to whatever spirit means to you.